Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, Real Producers. This is Kristen Brindley, the publisher of Nova Real Producers, and I'm here with Kay, who was on our cover for November of 2020. And if you haven't read it yet, make sure you do. It's on page 46. And, you know, Kay is returning. She was a rising star with Real Producers. And in just 5 years, Kay has done 225,550 houses. That's over 100 houses a year. Yay. This is just their sixth year. Yeah. So congrats and welcome. Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. You know, you're, it's an honor to have you, as a rising star and as a cover. And, we haven't done that often, but you definitely, have risen above in a meteoric way and, you know, honored to have you on, Kay.
We're definitely moving quickly here at Kay Houghton and Associates. So we appreciate the recognition.
Absolutely. Well, so you guys did, 66 million last year.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that 100 million goal we talked about a couple years ago,
isn't that crazy? When did we do the Rising Star article? It was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we talked about wanting to hit the $100 million this year. I think the goal was 80, but I think we'll exceed that. So 100 million could be next year. That is just crazy to think about.
Well, you know, people often underestimate what they can do in 5 years, 10 years, but overestimate 1 year. I feel like you are right on pace doing what you said you'd do and going after big things. So yeah. I'm happy for you. And that's a lot of families helped in just 5 years, 550 families. So,
yeah.
I love what you've done. So you have employed your 8 people. You're looking for your 9th right now.
That is correct. Yeah. It's crazy to think that, in the beginning it was just me and Chris Collier, which everyone hears about Chris, cause he really helped me found this business. But yeah, now we're up to 8 people, and that's really the most important thing to me. It's 8 lives changed. A lot of people may know, a lot of people may not know that our business, we do work to provide full comprehensive benefits to every person. That was really, really important to me. So that is 8 people now who have gainful employment, who have health insurance, who have 401k and retirement savings, who just have job security, which to me is so important, especially in real estate. You know, if you have those bad months or you have that bad year, you don't know what's going to happen. But in this case, it's people have that job security. We are bringing on a 9th person. Please, 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 if anyone in your world knows of anyone looking for a new position, we really need talent. Probably going to bring on a 10th person later this year. And that's one of the things we're so grateful to Nova Real Producers for, is just getting us into the network, into the mix to meet people and to hopefully find new talent. So hopefully putting that promotion out there will get some calls for Kay Houghton and Associate here, because we really are hiring.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you have 100% retention rate, which is something you never really hear anymore. So I think that speaks well to what you do. So tell us, because you have quite the story. Why real estate? You're a super smart gal. You could do anything. Tell us why you ended up in real estate and how all that happened.
Yeah. And you know, that's such a, you get that question all the time, and people always say, well, I love houses. I love going to open houses. I love interior design. And all of that is 100% true. I mean, absolutely just obsessed with home decor, home decorating. I promise I didn't position myself in front of my home bar because I love home decorating. This was literally the only clean corner of my house. But that obviously is a part of it. But really, I wanted to start a company. So I had worked in sales and business management for various industries for over 10 years. Really wanted to start a business where I could employ people, a lucrative business. I mean, I could have gone and started a Subway franchise, but the return on investment is not necessarily there. So I took something I really, really enjoyed doing, which is meeting with people, being out with the public, learning about people's lives. Because let's be honest, there's nothing more intimate than sitting down with a family and talking about their hopes and dreams and, you know, job moves, tragedies, you know, congratulations, it's really, really a fun job, but then it also has such opportunity. There's just, I mean, so much opportunity for growth, and being able to start a business that employed people, but that could also generate significant wealth for those people was just the perfect combination. And it was like, yes, check, 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 real estate's it.
It makes a ton of sense to me when, because you get really passionate about, you know, employing people in a great environment. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was like a dream. So now, and you were in the corporate world and, you know, didn't you want to do this a little bit earlier, but you waited because of, and then can you tell us a little bit about that?
No, you remember it correctly. Remember it correctly. Yeah. So literally going back to even 2005 is when I graduated from college with an undergraduate degree. And I had actually studied real estate investment. So they had a whole minor degree track. And my father's a business broker. My stepfather, he works in the automotive industry, but he has a residential license and has always dabbled in that. So I moved down to Florida thinking I was going to get my real estate license and start my real estate career. That was 2005. And we all know what happened around that time. It's like everything kind of, you know, the bubble burst. But at that same time, it kind of worked out. I also started to become extremely ill, just with this mystery ailment for about a year. I mean, just to the point where I really couldn't work, couldn't see, couldn't walk, just was in a really terrible place, and ended up being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And the reason why I say everything kind of worked out the way it should, or the way it was intended to, was because I absolutely had to have health insurance at that point. And if you remember back in the early 2000s, I mean, truly all the way up to the previous administration, with pre-existing conditions, you could not get health insurance. I mean, my health care just for that one condition is around $130,000 a year. So it was just impossible to find that coverage. So I just gave up on the dream completely. I said, you know what, there's other things I can do. I'm going to go get a job, work my way up. And I was successful. I had a very, very good career, and had the support of my employers and was able to work with the condition. But again, it all went back to having access to healthcare and having access to the best medications and treatments available. So it really, when I was able, the Affordable Care Act, I know, has its problems, but when that a pre-existing condition issue went away, that was when I started to think really hard about making this dream a reality. Not to go on about this story, but again, that idea of things working out the way they're supposed to, I truly believe that if I hadn't stayed in the corporate world, if I hadn't gained all of the management experience, if I hadn't then gone, my previous employer actually paid for my MBA. So I got an extra degree out of it. I studied, actually my like senior thesis for my MBA was alternate employee compensation. So how to compensate employees based on what they want versus what you think you should be giving them. And then all of that came full circle to now allow me to be the best boss possible in my new career. If I had done this back in 2005, I just don't think I would have had the success that I've had or that the team's had at all, because you just have to have that experience and that business acumen coming into it. So it's kind of funny. I look back and it's like, wow, check, check, check. This happened exactly the way it's supposed to.
I love that mindset and that outlook. And I appreciate that you shared that. What's been like your biggest challenge and maybe the most rewarding? So what are those for you in real estate?
Gosh. So I will say biggest challenge, and I'm always very honest with people. I've actually gone to therapy for this. biggest challenge truly is, you know, I tend to have a little bit of anxiety and I tend to constantly compare myself to everyone else. And I'm a little self-deprecating and I'm constantly wondering where I stand compared to the rest of the industry and compared to everyone else. And if I see that someone else is doing something, it's not that I'm not happy for them. I'm genuinely like, it's almost like jealous. It's like, oh God, they're doing all this stuff. Why didn't I think of that? Like, oh, I should have. And I go down that rabbit hole, and it's been really challenging over the years. I'm not sure if you were asking for a business challenge or a personal challenge. I guess I just went down the personal path.
I love that about you though. And it's both, right?
Bring it home. But it has been a challenge to just concentrate on what we're doing and to be able to see what other people are doing and take that and absorb it and try to emulate that and learn from it without allowing it to make me feel inadequate. Like, that's really been a challenge for me. And I feel like I am overcoming that. And honestly, I mean, part of that anxiety is what has driven me to keep going and to work at such a fast pace. And so at the end of the day, it has been a positive, but you really have to rein it in. Otherwise it can be self-destructive. So that's certainly been the biggest challenge. I think the biggest success has been watching all of that hard work and that even self-development. Like, I've had to learn so much. I came into this with experience as a manager and a leader, but anyone who says that, like, you learn how to be a team leader and then call it quits just has no idea. It's like every day I am working on things, especially with my business coach, working on new skill sets, working on different ways to create a positive work environment and give my employees and staff what they need, the tools and the support that they need. So seeing all of that hard work and all of that personal growth and development all come together to create the company that we have has definitely made me very proud.
That makes a lot of sense to me. And I am not surprised about the business coach. So how does real estate fit into your dreams and goals? And then I would love for you to define success for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will say that, you know, it's actually something that I don't know if we ever talked about this in previous stories. Again, like I said, getting personal, I can't keep it not like, I am such an open book. My mom's a child psychologist and family therapist, so I'm just used to letting it all out. But I don't know if we ever talked about this in the previous stories, but I had a very financially tumultuous or challenging childhood. So, you know, my father's an entrepreneur and it's like, oh my goodness, a couple of years we'd be doing great. And then the next couple of years we'd be completely bankrupt. I remember sitting at the window as a child and screaming because I thought someone was stealing our cars. Well, they were being repossessed. Okay. So we just had a really, really, it was just, you know, things would be good for a little while and then they'd be really bad. And that created in me this need for stability and this need for financial stability at a very, very young age. I mean, I remember I got my work permit at 15 and started working at a restaurant. And I opened my first Charles Schwab stock portfolio at 17 and started just putting money away and investing and learning as much as I could about investing and about creating financial security. And I think that is part of why it's so important to me that other people have financial security. It's like one tragedy can just completely wipe out a, you know, lifetime of hard work. But I really do see real estate as that stability. I mean, sure, there are market crashes and things happen, but versus what is going on in the stock market, that has just become literally legal gambling and speculation. And real estate is something that is so much more stable. People have to have houses, homes appreciate, land has an intrinsic value. And being able to invest in real estate. So, you know, I have a number of investment properties. I'm constantly working towards expanding that portfolio. This is something I'm very proud of, is all of my staff members. Everyone has been able to purchase a home. That was so important to me, that everyone be able to purchase a home. I'm hoping people are able to purchase second and third homes. But real estate to me has really been a way to create my own financial security. I helped my sister this year buy her first home. I'm, you know, helping my parents build their portfolio through real estate and then helping my staff and then trying to educate people on that. That has really been been important to me, not only personally, but professionally. It's really helped me overcome some of those childhood fears.
Love everything you just said. Define success for us and define success for us.
Gosh, that it is, again, you asked some tough questions. It's a hard question because I think that success, how you define it, does change on kind of a day-to-day basis. It's like initially I just wanted to prove that I could start a company and that it could actually like sustain, you know. I remember even my mom, I love her, but she was just so worried about health, my healthcare and everything else that she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're going to leave your job and you're going to go start a company. And this is crazy. And, you know, she's always had very stable employment. And proving that I could get the business off the ground, it was like, oh my gosh, that was the ultimate success. And then once you achieve that, it's kind of like, okay, well, let's redefine success. And I think that was in actually expanding the business and learning how to hire and how to employ people. Because there's a whole world of new issues and challenges that come with that, from literally employment laws and taxes and everything else to now, you know, achieving some of these really big numbers. I think that, I know you didn't really ask goals, but the goal, you achieve that and then you feel the success from it. I think now I really just want to, and I know that it sounds ridiculous that you're like, okay, yeah, okay, like you're going to have that much influence in the industry, but I really just wish that I could somehow influence the industry when it does come to benefits and healthcare. Like, that would make me feel so successful to see a transition from everyone being an independent contractor. And some people like that, and that's fine, but having to really worry about where the next paycheck's coming from, worry about the ups and downs and weathering the storm or the economy, not having healthcare, not having affordable healthcare. I'm sorry to go on about it, but a lot of people don't realize when you have a company plan, it is so much less expensive, crazy less expensive. It costs me $200 a month for each of my employees with a company plan. And that's a silver low deductible plan. If you go out on your own, you might be paying $750 a month. I just hope, and I will feel very successful if I can even influence one other team leader out there to offer those benefits to their employees. So I think I've felt successful along the way with all of the goals that we have set, but that really, besides looking at sales goals and feeling successful there, because I almost feel like we've got that down now, it's really on trying to be an influence in the industry.
Love it. And so I love this question. So I'm going to kind of combine. So tell us about your family and also hobbies and interests, because you have some pretty cool ones. Yeah.
Well, if you think they're cool, I appreciate that. Some other people think they're crazy. But I do have my fiance, just love him dearly. We've been together now, it'll be 8 years in June, and he just, oh my gosh, puts up with so much. So some of you may know that I'm a crazy cat lady. I'm not kidding. Like, there's one right here that is just desperate to get in the camera view. Sassy, are you? Oh no, she's running away. She's like desperate to get over here and say hi to everyone.
She's sassy.
Yeah. She's sassy. Exactly. But I do feral cat rescue, rehabilitation, and also fostering of dogs. We take on the challenges. Here she is. I know this wasn't what you were asking for when you said, let's do a podcast. taking on the challenging cases and doing rehabilitation. So I get calls from literally all over the area, Maryland, DC, Virginia, because now I'm well known for doing it. And also I'm part of several networks. So, you know, the cat with a broken leg or the sick, you know, mother who's recently trapped in the attic of a pool house of an apartment complex or whatever the case is, the even just behavioral issues. So my fiance and I take those on. Right now we happen to have 3 feral fosters, so you can't touch them. They're not very nice, but they will come around and they'll end up being fabulous pets. And I feel like the whole world would have just given up on them because they are not very nice, but they are going to get a second lease on life. So I really, really enjoy coming home to my crazy full cat lady house. And people can make fun of it, but I love it.
I love your heart and where you're coming from to do all that. So I think that's fantastic. What educational class or book or, you know, thing that has helped you a lot? Is there any kind of classes or things you could recommend to our real producers out there?
100%. I swear to God that Keller Williams is not paying me to say this or to promote them, because every time I get that question, I have to go back to the business planning clinics. So I remember starting in like 2015. I started the team in 2016, but I was also an agent with another team for part of 2015, went solo for part of 2015, and then started the team of my own in 2016. But it was like 2 months into my career, and I took the business planning clinic, and it can feel a little overwhelming, but people have to realize, like, unless this truly is a hobby and you may be blessed enough to have additional income and just to kind of do this on the side for fun, but if this is going to be your career, it has to be a business. And I know that's not the fun stuff. It's not the sexy part of real estate. They never show that on Millionaire Real Estate Agent on TV, but you know, learning how to actually incorporate your business, learning how to complete the state incorporation documents, learning how to budget for taxes, how to pay quarterly taxes, how to have a balance sheet and to have a profit and loss statement, how to project, do your like monthly and quarterly projections, all of that. I mean, thank God I had some background in that coming from the business world and then in my MBA education. But I really think that those courses are just that those skills are not being taught at other places. So taking that business planning clinic, which they do every single year at Keller Williams, and then going on to take the MREA, the Millionaire Real Estate Agent courses. I mean, that was literally a roadmap. Like anybody who says like, oh, well, you know, I think you even ask a question sometimes, like, what do you think has led to your success? It's like, it's not rocket science. I'm not smarter or better than any other agent out there. It's just following systems and models and learning from other people, and so that you can make really, really smart decisions. Like, why go out there and wing it when there's hundreds of other people who have done this? Now, I've tweaked the models. Like I said, no one else is doing this whole, you know, having employees versus contractors, having salaries and bonuses versus commission, having full benefits. I get that I've tweaked the model, but those courses have just changed my life. Now they have one called Recruit Select and 30-60-90. Oh my God. People talk about retention and the fact that we haven't had any turnover in staff in the 5 years that we've been in business. Every single hire we have made, I have taken at least three times the Recruit Select course, which is literally about finding the perfect match for your team. And then the course 30-60-90, how to onboard your staff, what should be happening in the first 30, then 60, then 90 days of employment. All of that is key to providing an environment that people want to stay in. So I just cannot say enough about that training. And most of it is free. That's the thing. And free to people who are even at other brokerages. You can come and do the Recruit Select course, even if you're not a Keller Williams agent. And again, I mean, I'd like to think that I'm just the world's best hirer, but I know that's not true. It's because I have a business coach through Keller Williams and then those courses that have provided a roadmap. So I know that was a long plug for Keller Williams, but it's really made such a difference in the success of my business.
Well, so I will say, I'm going to chime in. I rarely do this, but I'm going to chime in and say that I've taken a lot of courses and I am definitely Switzerland in the real estate arena, but yep. I also took Recruit Select and then Career Visioning. I probably took it about six times. And I often attribute.
Career Visioning became Recruit Select. They like changed the name of it, but yeah, I took it before and then the new course. And it's so eye-opening. It's like, oh my gosh, this makes total sense. Like anyways.
So Kay, what would you like to be remembered for?
It's such a hard question because it feels so like you're talking, you know, like who am I that anyone's going to like sit there and think about me or remember me for something. But I just try to be a very good person. Does that make sense? Whether it's in business, really wanting to take care of people. And I know I'm not always successful. I actually get in fights with my staff sometimes, and because we're all friends too, and fights with my spouse and fights with my family. And I know that I've had fights, not fights, but disagreements with agents. And I know you're never perfect, but it's like, gosh, I really, really try. And I hope that that comes through, that idea of constantly trying to improve. You can never be a perfect person, but just working towards improving at all times and really just approaching life with genuine passion, curiosity, and non-ulterior motives. Like, I just want to get up and have fun and have a nice day and love my pets and enjoy my job and love the people around me. I really don't have a whole lot of ulterior motives in life in general. And I just think it'd be great if, looking back, people were like, you know, she was just nice, just a nice person to work with or work for or trap cats with, whatever activity I'm doing with you, you know. I just think that actually would feel like success as well.
I love it. Thank you so much, Kay, for being with us today. You heard it here at DC Metro Real Producers. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Thank you, Kay.
Thank you, Real Producers.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit kristenbrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.